Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you were flying, if you were at an airline, all right, or at an airport, and you were asked to step on a scale, would you do so? Now, I know some of you skinny folk would be like, oh, of course, absolutely. I want everyone to see that I'm a trim 110 pounds. Somebody like me would be like, oh, hell no. I mean, I wouldn't mind because I understand that there's certain protocols and I might look heavier than I am just because I'm curvy. I know a lot of people are shocked by my weight because, like, well, you're kind of curvy. But, you know, as long as it's somebody who's not really cute, you know, weighing me, I don't really care. But I don't think a lot of people are going to tolerate that. Apparently, some airlines in Korea, in Finland, are weighing passengers. And I believe that one airline is going to start doing this on a regular basis. It's called Finnair out of Finland. So for those of us thinking about going to Finland, you might have to get on a scale. On select flights, they are going to measure passengers departing from Helsinki. Now, they're going to measure not only the passenger, but the carry-on that they take in the luggage. And it's because they are concerned about the weight that is on the plane. Obviously, it affects their fuel costs. I mean, if you're really that worried about somebody eating a burger, I mean, are you going to later ask everybody to do a laxative before they get on the plane to lighten up the load? You know, what's going on here? Do they please pee and excrement before you get on the plane so we have lighter weight? But, you know, it's a concern also for safety. And we have been told for years that the amount of weight that we have been gaining, especially as Americans, can be a flight safety risk. People don't fit into the seats correctly. They've now had to adjust the belts. But weight and size, although you can hear the people say it's fat shaming, the airline industry, especially, I think they've done this in Korea and they've done this in other countries, they're worried about the cost and they're worried about safety. And so would you get on a scale if somebody told you to? Would you lose weight for an airline safety? Yeah, what scares me is if it really matters how much we weigh, you know, then you know, that plane might have bigger problems. But personally, I don't think they have to necessarily weigh every human being. You could bird's eye it. I know what somebody weighs just by looking at them. Most medical professionals, we don't have to weigh you. We could just tell. Now, maybe we might be off 5 to 7 pounds, but if you're looking for ballpark figures, you don't necessarily have to put somebody on a scale. I understand some of us could wear Spanx, and some of you guys are looking at me right now. I'm 135 pounds, yes. I'm 135. Of course I'd lie through my teeth getting on a plane. And somebody said, look, if somebody told me that the plane was going to crash if I lied about my weight, I'd have to stop for a second and go, do I really want to be honest about my weight? I don't even know my weight. I tell you guys to weigh yourselves. I tell you to weigh yourselves. I don't weigh myself. I don't need my day ruined. And again, I think my weight is very fluctuant depending on the fiber I eat. So if I eat a little bit more fiber, scale goes down nicely. But you know, I was flying the other day to Reno, Lake Tahoe, so I had my snow boots on because they couldn't fit into my suitcase. So I was wearing my snow boots. I took an extra heavy jacket. I had my gloves. So in the wintertime, we do weigh more because we're carrying extra things. Many of us, if we're trying to avoid the extra charges of carry-ons, we're wearing three pairs of underwear, three bras, two pairs of Spanx. I mean, I look pretty full when I get on a plane because I'm wearing seven pieces of clothing, so I don't have to pay extra for the suitcase, which to me is a little counterintuitive. In fact, when I, when I did try to, I went to Reno with a 46-pound suitcase. Somehow, I came back with a 52-pound suitcase. Maybe it's because there was some swag at the conference or whatever, but I don't really recall having six extra pounds. But they had me move it to my carry-on, which still goes on the plane. I don't understand that. And I get that, probably because the 50-pound limit is a union rule, so people don't have to hurt their backs, because heaven bless, our baggage handlers and all the stuff they have to go through. So I understand that we don't want them to have to go through extra lifting, although eventually they're going to have to, with all the back injuries I see with baggage handlers, they're going to have to come up with a better system, of how things load the planes as opposed to people lifting them. But the weight gets shifted. You go to the bathroom, it's in the sewer, right? You eat something, you have the trash. So I think what is going to happen next is there's going to be a wake-up call saying that some of us are just too heavy. And it's a lot easier for us to discriminate. I'm not saying this is the right way to go by any means, but I think this is what's going to happen. That it's going to be easier for them to discriminate against somebody who's overweight than to rebalance and recalibrate everything. From our planes to our trains to our automobiles to our boats to our safety harnesses. And nobody wants to talk about weight and get in trouble for fat shaming or cancel culture or discrimination. So we have to, and it's going to probably be on us doctors to figure out what is the best way to move forward with this. Because if we are having high weights and it is affecting the way these planes are engineered, that is a serious problem. We could say make new planes. But I'm not saying this bolt issue with the Boeing 737-9 MAX is because we're overweight. Now, trust me, there's obviously other engineering issues that were at play. But there's going to be, sadly, something blamed on weight. And then I worry about the mass discrimination and bias towards individuals of higher weight. So for those of you who can, start reaching for a healthy weight, not only will it help your health, but it might also help you get on a plane later easier. Apparently, there are reports that some heavy passengers were asked to reschedule to be on a plane that allowed more room. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So don't count Nevada out. All right? People look at Nevada when it comes to elections, when it comes to our size, when it comes to our character, as it's Nevada. They even mispronounce the state I live in. I live in Nevada, and people call it Nevada. You know, like they're trying to make a Marbuji sounding. It's Nevada, right? We are as metropolitan, as rural, as redneck, as cowboy, as urban, as any other place. Okay, it's Nevada. And the primary, what I like to talk about the psychology of elections and voter psychology and what things portend. It was pretty interesting. over the last couple days. So, as you know, Nevada is having a had a primary yesterday for the Democratic candidates and the Republican candidates, although the Nevada GOP chose to use the caucus, the Nevada caucus, as how they were going to offer the delegates for who would be then the nominee for the Republican Party. And so former President Donald Trump chose to go the caucus way as opposed to the primary. More transparency, more, you know, transparency is probably the best word for it, so people could see, you know, who liked him and what he, who would have, you know, voted for him versus, you know, was there any question about the votes. The Nevada primary was led by Nikki Haley. There were other contenders on there because you had to submit early on, even though Mike Pence left the race, Tim Scott has left the race. You know, there will be other candidates that have left the race on these. And so when you see people vote for individuals that are not currently running, that tells you something. When you see individuals vote for none of these candidates, that tells you something. And then when you look at the turnout, that also tells you something. So Nevada has approximately 3.1 to 3.2 million people, the state of Nevada. Southern Nevada, close to 2 million of them. So for the Democratic side, interestingly, Joe Biden wins. We expected that. Currently, with in terms of the votes counted, 98,000 people voted for Joe Biden. Now, we have a state of 3.1 million. Nevada has been red, then purple, then blue. We do have a Republican governor. So only 98,000 people came out to vote on the Democratic side. I mean, obviously, more did. Just Joe Biden got most of the votes. None of these candidates got 6,300 votes. None of these candidates came in second for the Democrats. Marianne Williamson, who is kind of the top contender now that RFK Jr. went to independent, she got 3,000 votes. Gabriel, a little, 3,100, I'm rounding. Gabriel Cornejo got 630 votes. And so Joe Biden, obviously being the incumbent, getting close to 100,000 votes, he gains 36 delegates, which is a nice chunk. So Nevada, don't rule Nevada out. Nevada's really, really important when it comes to elections. But really? Only 100,000? What does that tell us? Does it tell us that people think, look, Biden's a shoo-in anyway. Why do I have to get out there in the rain? It was pretty rainy. You know, and for Vegas to have rain, now, some of you might be like, this is drizzle. But for us, you know, Nevada folks, yeah, it was like tsunami weather. People weren't handling it well. Come on, people, buck up a little bit. But, you know, for only 100,000 people to come out, you would think that this would be a nice show of support, trying to tell the country, look, Biden does have supporters. People do like Biden. Or maybe he doesn't have that much support. Well, maybe, you know, 100,000 people coming out to vote for him for the primary is all he has. Now, I think there's more, but it's kind of telling that the Democrats did not feel that, you know, the primary was that was going to change the trajectory of things, where Biden was going to win anyway, and and it's kind of fascinating what's happening on the Democratic side of things. Now, I personally think Joe Biden needs to retire. I feel bad for him. I don't want his multiple decade career to be reduced to the mistakes and cognitive deficits he's showing currently. You know, I'd rather people quit on a high note, but, you know, Democrats are doubling down on Joe Biden. On the Republican side, also some fascinating numbers. So the Nevada primary did not include Donald Trump. It did include Nikki Haley. We know that Nikki Haley did not do a lot of events in Nevada. She's concentrating on South Carolina, her home state. So we didn't expect her to do that well. But what I don't think people expected is how none of these candidates beat her. So Nikki Haley won roughly 22,000 votes. none of these candidates are already up to about 44,000. So almost double. Now, Mike Pence was, 2,700 people voted for Mike Pence, which also is fascinating to me. Mike Pence, nice guy, but he's not on the ticket. So why would somebody vote 2,700 for Mike Pence? Is it because they feel he should be a part of the administration? They want to show that, you know, popularity. They want to show support for him. What were people using this primary for? Were they using it to launch the next, candidate? Or were they doing it to make a statement? But 2,700 people made a statement saying they support Mike Pence. Tim Scott, who was a front runner for vice president to be on the ticket with Donald Trump, got 950 votes. He also had John Castro, Hirsch Singh, Donald Kajornis, Heath Fulkerson. But the winner was none of these candidates. Now, I don't know how often that happens in elections. I don't remember that happening for a very long time. None of these candidates, and there were, I'm sorry, my glasses, about 43,893. So we're going to probably be at about 44,000. That means 44,000 people showed up to the primary to say, we don't want Nikki Haley. We want someone else. Now, it is assumed that that was their way of showing support for Trump. Say, look, Trump's not on the primary, right? We want Trump, so we're going to choose none of these candidates because he's not listed. But it could also signify that people are still unhappy with who's running up against Trump. The Nevada caucus is coming up tomorrow. That's going to be telling in terms of support for Donald Trump. But I think a lot of individuals who, again, don't want to brace the rain or getting ready for Super Bowl are kind of, you know, kicking back going, look, you know, we already know what the results are. I'm not going to get out there and vote. Or I'm not going to risk putting something on a mail-in ballot that could then get, you know, stolen or somebody could then see who I voted for. A lot of people are worried about the privacy of mail-in ballots because they don't want somebody to go, oh, you see, this person is MAGA. You know, there's a lot of fear right now because of election integrity and people's privacy. So I get that. It's a cluster and a half. Mail-in ballots, as I've always said, are fantastic for those who cannot physically get to the polls, for our armed men and women, our armed services, those who are, out of the country for work, diplomats. You know, having that as an option is fantastic, but having mail-in ballots as our main way to vote, a lot of room for error, a lot of distrust, and, you know, people, how many of us never got our Sears catalog? How many of us never got our, what was that, Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes? I never get my mail. And so I didn't even get my mail-in ballots. I didn't even get, so with that, yes, it does cause a lot of concern. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens with the caucus because those are people coming in person. And, you know, so what I really think, though, what this tells us, number one is Nevada has a strong, strong influence in elections. Do not count Nevada out. Extremely important state. Thank God for the Electoral College giving all states, despite their numbers of population, an equal vote when it comes to Senate and the Electoral College. But this tells me that we are inching more and more towards civil war. I hate to say that. I don't like the drama of that. I don't want us going to war with each other, but I am blown away at how divided the country is for those who love Biden and those who love Trump. You know, and the two sides fail to meet. You know, I always like to look at compromise going, well, this is what's good with everything. You know, this is, you know, yeah, this was a mess, but this part was good. So why don't we just take the good? But, you know, when you see this much support for Trump, and it'll be fascinating to see what the support is for Biden. You know, there are people that I am concerned that this shows such a huge divide that if Trump wins, there's going to be war. If Biden wins, there's going to be war. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. The special counsel's inquiry into President Biden's management of classified materials raising concerns about his cognitive acuity, so much so that Republican Rep. Claudia Tenney now wants the cabinet to explore the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove President Biden from office following that report that described him as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, dealing with backlash from saying that illegal immigrants are the people we care about most and referring to undocumented Americans. That comment went viral, people calling it an oxymoron, others saying this was Murphy admitting the Democratic Party's honest view on the issue. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, with everything going on in the world, you know, we Americans just, this is even now in Canada, I can't even just say this is just America, we seem to struggle with a lot of other issues that divide us, that confuse us, and if we can't solve some of these other issues, then how are we going to solve some of the more fatal health policy? I get frustrated as a doctor when I see us make more drama than we need to. Now, public health is so important. It should be at the forefront of any policy. But when people say they do something in the name of public health and screw it up, now you've put us back decades. If I at all try to warn people that we might have a virus coming our way and that we might want to consider vaccinating, the average American is going to tell me to blow it out my ear because of all the BS we had with the mandates and the whole COVID lockdown and debacle. And I'm frustrated because I tried to warn people. And when I did, they suggested that I was MAGA or conspiracy or spreading misinformation. And I said, look, guys, yeah, once you mandate an experimental vaccine, you're going to have people say to hell with all the vaccines. And now we have many parents reconsidering, you know, the validity and the safety of these childhood vaccines that have been around for a while. And so it's a mess. The mask issue was a mess. The lockdowns were a mess. And the interesting thing is the more drama they make, the more they try to force, the more freedoms they take, the more they hurt the cause. If Ebola comes our way, I'm scared of Ebola. COVID scared me in the beginning. It doesn't scare me as much now, but Ebola scares the hell out of me. If that comes to our neck of the woods, and we want people to quarantine, I think we've lost a lot of the public's trust because of what happened with COVID. And I really worry that COVID, even the World Health Organization said COVID was a dress rehearsal for the syndrome X or the disease X that's going to come our way and going to knock us on our butts. Okay, well, let's try and stop whatever this disease X is. Can somebody review the protocols of the labs in China to start? Can somebody not vilify and isolate us doctors who are trying to speak, you know, and open up our minds to theories and ask for investigations of lab leaks and of mask benefits and of mask safety and proper mask protocols and proper vaccine safety? I don't think America has learned its lesson. And so, you know, the abortion issue. I told you we have taken something that should have never gotten this far and this bloody and this controversial and made it worse. When, personally, I think the abortion issue should be between a patient and their doctor. We should have never involved taxpayers. We should never have involved taxpayer funds. We don't involve the pharmacies. We don't involve governors, the Supreme Court. A person goes to their doctor. If the doctor wants to dispense the medication, they can, but leave everybody else out of it. Let that doctor work with the patient to help prevent unwanted pregnancies. Let us try to beat the problem at the core of people being forced to make decisions because they got pregnant by accident or changed their mind about a pregnancy. Or they were raped or incest. Let us doctors do our job. Keep the government out of it. Keep your neighbors out of it. Keep your bosses out of it. They don't want to be a part of it. The transgender situation, also something that I'm seeing is going the completely wrong way. You know, we have worked very hard as a society to give women rights, give women opportunities to do things, make sure bathrooms were safe spaces, allow them to compete in sports. And we do have a small amount of the population that might identify as women or identify as men. And we hear this happened in Canada, where five transgender players dominated, reportedly, a women's college volleyball game where cis women sat on the bench while the transgender women got to play for most of the game. And so GB News says footage from Rebel News shows a quintet performing powerful shots during a Seneca College and Centennial College match on January 24th, and the athletes were all biological males. They were on the court for the entire game. Now, I get teams want to win, but what are we doing? What are we, as a society, saying when women who we've fought to be able to have equal rights? I thought we don't discriminate. I thought we, you know, embrace our differences and we allow there to be different teams and when they don't get to play. And, you know, transgender individuals, I've had patients, I have family members, you know, I respect them. Many of them do not want the controversy. Many of them do not want taxpayer dollars paying for their transitioning. Many of them do not want a lot of the drama that's been surrounding the situation. But, you know, we do have, we're struggling with what do we do with women's sports if biological males play on their teams? What do we do in terms of safety? What do we do in terms of, you know, locker rooms? And I'm telling you right now, I have no issues with transgender women. I am very comfortable around them. But do we have a system in place if somebody's faking it? What do we do if somebody's faking it? It really hurts the transgender cause when somebody's pretending. What if somebody is trying to, you know, be transgender in order to get a college scholarship, in order to excel in, you know, one aspect of life than another? And then, you know, our locker rooms, our showers, our bathrooms that we have, you know, we still struggle to ensure our safe spaces are now considered not safe if you don't allow biological males in there as well. Now, I told you, a simple answer. Again, I like answers. I don't want us fighting. I don't want discrimination. I don't want bias. I don't want racism. I don't want the country divided. A simple answer will be single room bathrooms, single room showers. And I understand that's going to be expensive for schools. I get it's going to be, but if we cannot figure out what we're going to do in terms of locker rooms and safety, especially since we've had reports of women being attacked in bathrooms, such as that Virginia student by allegedly a biological male that was identifying as transgender, we have to make sure safety comes first. And we don't want people to feel that someone who's transgender is going to be a predator. The average transgender female is are amazing individuals and you know, very safe to be around. But when you have people fake it, now we're letting our guard down. So what do we do with sports? Do we have separate teams for biological versus transgender, cis versus transgender individuals? Do we choose teams based on people's height or weight? I know there's a lot of controversy over what about those who are intersex. Intersex is the new word for hermaphrodite, where somebody has both male and female genitalia. And then at birth, they usually remove the male genitalia, such as the testicles, so the testicles can't, turn to cancer. And many of the previous hermaphrodites, now intersex, are raised as women. But, you know, we're not going to be doing genetic testing on everybody. When there is an issue of safety in terms of strength, in terms of speed, in terms of injuries, in terms of safety in the locker room or bathroom, that has to come first. But we could figure this out. We got bigger issues coming our way. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, living on my own, didn't have a lot of money. I was very grateful the Top Ramen were 10 cents a package. I think, actually, they were at 1.6 cents a package. So I could make some sort of a meal that way. Try to grab some fruit. Try to make a Top Ramen meal somehow healthy. Throw some vegetables in it. I would every now and then eat a kid's meal at McDonald's, because I could fill my tummy up didn't have a lot of money, and the kids' meal I could get at the time for $1.99, $2.99. And fast food was where we could go if we needed to fill up, get some sustenance. Not the healthiest, but you know, it was something we could do on a very, very limited budget, or when we didn't have money and we were just trying to pay the rent. And I am very, very grateful for fast food. I'm also grateful for Jack in the Box giving me a job. And I worked at Jack in the Box. Very grateful. I made $4 an hour at the time in the 90s. But I got to tell you, it helped me pay my rent, helped me pay for food. And I'm very, very grateful for those, the fast food industry being there for me. Well, now I told you I was in California. Bought a simple lunch meal, and it was already up to $13. We're being told that at one location, it was nearly $20. A Big Mac, actually, I think it was a quarter pounder meal. Let me give you where this happened. A quarter pounder with cheese and bacon meal with fries and a soda came to $19 at a Darien, Connecticut location. In fact, this franchisee was called out for charging $17.59 for a Big Mac combo meal. And then, of course, plus tax, they're asking for tips. So you're now paying $20 for a fast food meal. Why? Well, minimum wage prices. We've been told by chairman of some of these fast food places that if they have to raise minimum wage to $20 an hour, someone's got to pay. And it might as well be the voter. Those who voted that in will then have to pay the higher prices. But at some point, fast food can't last. Now, some people are saying, well, good, fast food isn't the healthiest food anyway. It's about time they go. I'm a little bit less on that side of things, because I do think there are some meals, such as, you know, some of these places that offer more like fresh, you know, and I'm not saying Chipotle is fast food, but there are places where you could go and you could get fresh ingredients to make a taco, to make a burrito, and they offer, you know, fresher options at lower price. The amount of people, you know, being able to get jobs, you know, we're having a massive Gen Z, you know, lack of enthusiasm for work, because Gen Z, unlike the older millennials and the Gen X's and the baby boomers, didn't have to work part-time jobs like we all did. You know, once you work a summer, or me, I think it was 2 years, at a Jack in the Box, you realize you're not going to be able to support your family like that. You're going to have to find another career choice. And it was a great stepping stone, great resume builder. Unfortunately, during the Great Recession, fast food was the only place people could find work. So understandably, the $7 an hour or the $6 an hour minimum wage at the time during the Great Recession was inadequate. And so there was this big push to have fast food, which used to be the employee, the labor pool was usually, was at the point, you know, at one time, high school kids. Now you have parents and grandparents supporting family. There was a big push to have them paid more. Hence, California has passed a law, $20 an hour. In fact, I guess some fast food leaders are saying it's going to be going up to $25 an hour. Well, $25 an hour, when you're trying to sell a 99-cent menu or a $1.99 menu, isn't working. And so is this the start of the end of fast food? Now, I've always predicted, which I think a lot of us is, you know, it's probably going to go to automation. Once you tell an employer that they have to shell out not only $20 an hour, but also now the taxes on that, your workers' comp, your insurances are based on the labor costs. So when the labor costs go up, now you're paying higher for everything else. You're paying higher for health insurance. You're paying higher taxes. You're paying higher for liability insurance and workers' comp insurance and everything else. But something's going to give. So an employer can only do a few things. One is keep rising or spiking the prices and having the consumers pay. Are any of you able to get a $6 haircut anymore? No, these haircuts are now $20, $25. There's no such thing as a $6 haircut. Despite what people think, this is not a $6 haircut. This is a really good haircut. Love my stylist. But, you know, $6 haircuts, they're a thing of the past. Just like a $1.99 meal, it's a thing of the past. You know, your fast food, your haircut, things that used to be cheap, your oil change, it's now getting more expensive. So they either raise the prices to the consumer, they do shrinkflation, where you get less quality, you get less size. We spoke about how these breakfast meals, you know, they used to, I remember a croissant sandwich at Jack in the Box would be bigger than my hand. Now it's the size of a palm. They got smaller. They, if you could shrink the size of what people are paying, you could maybe level off the price cost or figure out a way to need less staff. I'm seeing many individuals close up their restaurants. There's a lot of fast food places that since COVID did not open up their restaurant part because it takes staff. It takes money to clean. So less staff, they save money. And then, of course, automation. We do have machines and robots that can make hamburgers, that can dispense drinks. I don't know if you've noticed, there's even these dispensaries where you could get pizza and you could get junk food or fast food that are in these vending machines. And so if a company wants to figure out how to go around the expensive labor costs, they could do it. Or they could close. And we're seeing places say, I can't do it anymore. We're seeing restaurants, we're seeing salons, we're seeing places say, I just can't do it anymore. You know, it doesn't make sense to overcharge a customer. The customer experience has to be that they feel they're getting good value. Now, I like a Big Mac once in a while. I like a quarter pounder with cheese. I'm not to spend $20 on it. No, that's not worth it to me. Now, soda prices have gone up ridiculously. Good. People are drinking less soda. But eventually, you know, we're going to lose a lot of the choices. And who ends up getting hurt? Well, you have families that can't afford the rising cost of groceries. So they go to fast food to feed their family. If one meal is now close to $20, they're not going to spend close to $80 or $80 to feed a family of four or five at McDonald's. No offense to McDonald's, but come on. I remember once going to Applebee's during the Great Recession, and the bill came close to $80. And I'm like, we can't do this. It's Applebee's. And, you know, Applebee's is nice. It's a nice restaurant, but $80? That's a fancy, expensive dinner. To me, now, that's what people are dropping and people are paying. And people are paying the prices. People are paying the high Disneyland ticket prices. They're paying the movie prices. They're paying it. I don't know where they're getting the money from. So while people are paying, it's still going to go on. But once people can't pay, the market drops, the dollar drops, you know, the handouts drop. Something's going to change. And I really worry. And people say, well, it was nice when you had fast food that was there for high schoolers, so high schoolers could get part-time jobs. The past is gone. This is the new normal. And it's a little scary. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.